There's one last thing I want to add in, and that is emotion. Emotion is extremely important in creating automatic responses. If a person emotionally benefits by automatically responding in a certain way, there's a very good chance that they're going to automatically respond in that way. If a person doesn't benefit by automatically responding in a certain way, there's a very good chance that they won't automatically respond in that way. So if being hypnotized makes them look stupid and feel embarrassed, they're not going to generate that automatic response. But if doing hypnosis makes them look awesome and means they're brilliant and amazing, there's a very good chance that their brain will create that automatic response. And this is one of the key concepts behind cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance means that people tend to stay very consistent with what they did yesterday. If you do something today, you're going to stay consistent with it tomorrow. Cognitive dissonance is not a conscious phenomenon. Cognitive dissonance doesn't mean that a person says to themselves, oh, geez, if I change the way I act, I'm going to look really stupid, so let me do what I've always done. That's not what cognitive dissonance is. Cognitive dissonance is an automatic, not conscious reaction. That's what cognitive dissonance is. And that's because if you're not consistent, and if the world is not consistent, and things don't stay consistent, that is very scary. That is very, very scary and dangerous. If the world and you are not a consistent place, if you're not consistent, that's very scary to you. That's very uncomfortable. And the emotion of discomfort forces the automatic response of you being consistent to where you were yesterday. The emotion forces the response. So the way you're going to use this is that in your pre-talk, when you're setting it up, you're going to very casually mention how research has shown that people who are X are the best hypnotic subjects. And what is X? X is whatever they want. Do they want to look intelligent? Do they want to look not naive? Do they want to look sharp? Do they want to look brilliant? Do they want to look cool? Do they want to look hip? Do they want to look rich? Do they want to look pretty? Do they want to look thin? Whatever they want, do they want to look popular? That's what research has shown. So if you have someone who's very scared of looking naive, you say, you know, that research has shown that naive people are the worst subjects, that people who are very naive don't go into hypnosis, that if you find someone who doesn't go into hypnosis, that's pretty much proof perfect that that guy's a pretty naive person. If they buy the story, then what happens is that the discomfort that they're going to feel by being perceived as naive will force them into automatic responding to your hypnosis. Research has shown that the greater a person's intelligence, the better they go into hypnosis. Boom. Once again, the discomfort they're going to feel by being perceived as not intelligent, by not going to hypnosis, is going to force the automatic response of hypnosis. So use emotion. Something I saw Anthony Jackman do in a demo, absolutely brilliant. When he was sticking the subject's hand together, he said, think of someone you love, and the more you think about that person and you feel the love for that person, you feel your hands stick tighter and tighter and tighter. He linked the hands sticking tighter and tighter together to the love that person felt, to the point that the more love they felt, the tighter the hands would stick. It would be very uncomfortable for that person on an emotional level to pull those hands apart. So once again, just to recap, we're right here at the end. What's hypnosis? Hypnosis is about a person automatically responding to the concept that they automatically respond to you. Inductions are just the trigger for that model in their head. You can build it in the moment, or you can elicit the model and then trigger the model. There are a million and one ways to create an automatic response. Emotion, cognitive dissonance, expectation, stories, beliefs, focus, imagination, frames. Go look back at every single piece of advice you've ever gotten on hypnosis, and you're going to see that it does one thing. It builds automatic responses. So once again, thank you guys for joining the call. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We have everything recorded, and we're going to give it out for all the poor people who did miss all this information. And I urge you that even though to your subjects you might say, I'm a hypnotist, in your own mind, you're not a hypnotist. No, no, no. Here's what you are. You're an automatic responsiveness-ist. And once you think about that, at no moment are you stuck. At no moment do you have a problem, because you always know what you need to do. You just need to create automatic responses.